Welcome to Day 9 of Living Waters Devotional. We are. Today's devotional is entitled, We Are Gifted, written by Gail Hartley. Let's begin our devotional with worship by Dave Bell.
You are the great I am. You are the Prince of Peace. You the precious Lamb, you give my soul release. And I will exalt your name forever. I will sing your praises now. Become my salvation. You have become my might and power, Prince of Peace, Prince of Peace. You are the one
Today's devotional is entitled, We Are Gifted. Having been in church since I was a baby, and having worked in ministry from the young age of 16, I have just about served in every area available in the church. Though my giftings are varied and numerous, I have found there are limits. One year I agreed to lead the adult choir. I had taught children's church for years and led many children in singing Silent Night around the nativity scene at Christmas. Besides, praising God through music is one of my favorite things, and with being a strong leader, I thought, this will be a piece of cake. We practiced, we mastered the song, and then it was showtime. I froze. To say the least, that ministry was short-lived. I soon learned that was not where God was calling me to serve. God's word tells us in Romans chapter 12, verses 6 through 8, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. So if God has given you the ability to prophesy, speak out with as much faith as God has given you. If your gift is serving others, serve them well. If you are a teacher, teach well. If your gift is to encourage others, be encouraging. If it is giving, give generously. If God has given you leadership ability, take the responsibility seriously. And if you have a gift for showing kindness to others, do it gladly. How do I discover or find my spiritual gifts? Firstly, be aware. What energizes you? What comes naturally? Some of us will remember the story of the missionary runner, Eric Little, from the movie Chariots of Fire. Although he was serving on the mission field in North China, he felt that God wanted to place him on a larger stage to run in the 1924 Olympics in Paris. He explained, "Because when I run, I feel the pleasure of God." When faced with certain issues or situations, your gifting will surface. If there is a financial need and God has given you the gift of giving, you will automatically raise your hand to help out. The church is in need of a home for small groups. Someone with the gift of hospitality will jump at the chance to have folks in their home. Secondly, try. You won't know unless you try. As I shared, I soon learned that choir directing was not for me. In learning what we are good at, sometimes we will go through the pain of learning what we are not good at. The best way to find your gifting is to volunteer. There are so many needs in the body of Christ. Pray and ask God to guide you. When a need arises, be ready to jump in and let God lead you. Thirdly, develop. Paul encouraged Timothy to fan into flame the gift of God in 2 Timothy 1:6. Never doubt when the Holy Spirit is whispering to your spirit something he wants you to do. You might say, "But I've never done that before." Well, that may be true. Then find a mentor who God is already using in that gift and become their helper. Sometimes you may need to watch and learn. Elisha asked Elijah for a double portion of his spirit to be on him. In order for this to happen, Elisha had to be there when the chariot of fire caught Elijah up into heaven. I can imagine that Elisha kept a vigilant watch. He longed to develop the gifting, and he wasn't going to miss that opportunity. Do you desire to be used of God? Be encouraged. He desires to use you. That is why he has gifted you. The average person has over 200 gifts and talents. We are given natural gifts at birth and spiritual gifts at our spiritual birth. Have you ever watched a professional athlete play a sport? It is obvious that God has gifted them with natural talent. Or have you observed a minister walk in the spiritual gifts? That too is apparent that God has gifted them to flow freely in the gifts of the supernatural. Do you desire to walk in a new realm of ministry? If so, God will honor your desire. As we close this devotional today, What has the Holy Spirit been speaking to you about your gifts and talents? Today's memory verse is Psalm 103. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Now join me as we say this verse again. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Psalm 100, verse 3. Now let's say it one last time. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Psalm 100, verse 3. All right, great job on the devotional today. Now let's go and have an awesome day in the Lord.